This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hey, we're back. John Hines with you, and Tim Lammers joins me on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker hotline here to talk a little bit about Jurassic World domination. Hey, Tim, good afternoon, first of all. Thanks for being on here on WCCO today. How you doing?
I'm doing good, John. Thanks. Good to talk with you again. And, we're on the second trilogy of Jurassic World. Well, it started with Jurassic Park, obviously, in 1993, Steven Spielberg's films. And then Jurassic World it came back in 2015. The last one was Fallen Kingdom. This one is Dominion. And as you heard in the clip, they made a terrible mistake. And this is the terrible mistake they made in the first place, John. It just keeps coming back to haunt them.
Yes. It's kind of like,
they would have learned after, the first film not to make that mistake again. So,
whoopsie. Yeah. Hey, let me ask you this, because this is kind of cool to bring back Jeff Goldblum, Sam Neill, and Laura Dern from the 1993. I mean, it's the first time they've all three been together, if I'm not mistaken, in a film like this, in a part of the Jurassic iteration, right?
Correct. Yeah. I mean, since, Chris Pratt and Bryce Dallas Howard, they began the new franchise in 2015. That was a great film. I really enjoyed it. I thought the second one definitely lacked. And Jeff Goldblum was actually in that picture. He maybe for 5 minutes. They really oversold his role in it. It was more of a cameo than anything. So I wasn't too impressed with that film. And they bring back Sam, right, like you say, Sam Neill, Laura Dern, and Jeff together, and they give Jeff Goldblum a lot of time to be Jeff Goldblum, and he is very, very funny in this picture. To me, ultimately, John, the film feels like more of the same, okay? Ah. You do have great actors. You do have Chris and Bryce, and you have, Jeff and Sam and Laura. There's no question they can act. And the special effects are terrific, too. It just feels like they got two distinct storylines going on here, which actually keeps the original cast and the new cast separate for a good hour and a half. This is a 2.5-hour picture. It's way over long. So, I don't like to discourage parents if they want to bring their kids. Kids love dinosaurs. Bring them to see this. The youngest ones might be afraid. For somebody like me, being a pesky critic, I'm just saying, the allure, the magic has seemed to have faded from that first time we saw Spielberg bring those dinosaurs to life on the big screen, because that was pretty incredible. And certainly with the advancement of special effects, the dinosaurs look incredible. There's no question about that. But I guess you could say overall, John, I was just disappointed in this one.
So now, did they manage to work in, I believe they did, I think I know the answer to this, a great chase scene with dinosaurs?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. Yeah. And, you know, again, that's part of, look, if you're going for just the thrills, the cinematic thrills, and I screened this thing on an IMAX screen, so obviously the sound is great. The picture is huge. I mean, yeah, it's pretty impressive stuff when they do that. You know, it's obviously the stories kind of drag it down. I mean, they try to work in these human stories, which, you know, that's mostly what I want as a viewer sometimes. I don't want all special effects. I just think that, you know, they could have lopped off one of the side stories. And the one that's compelling to me was the one that the original trio are involved in, about a megalomaniac trying to control the world's food supply by unleashing these gigantic locusts, maybe the sort of thing that you would see in prehistoric times, destroying crops and then, you know, hijacking the world's food supply. So that I found interesting. But yeah, overall, it's just too much of a good thing, I think. You know, a 2.5 hour picture for something like this, you know, I just think they could have sliced quite a bit off.
Chatting with Tim Lammers here, if I asked you this question, you can either say, I can neither confirm nor deny, but are all of these primary characters, whether it's Chris Pratt, Bryce Dallas Howard, or now the return of Laura Dern, Sam Neill, Jeff Goldblum, is it possible for them to all be back in a yet another sequel or another follow-up? Or what can you share? I mean, do they? Yeah. I haven't seen it. Do they all make it?
Well, you know, that would really upset fans if
okay,
they
then
didn't,
don't.
Right? I'm not saying that. I can't confirm or deny. But
yes.
Let's just put it this way, John. With any big franchise like this, obviously, you know, we're on film number 6. And they tease this one as the epic conclusion to the Jurassic World trilogy. Let's see how the box office shakes out over the weekend, right? It all comes down to the money. And I think what I can see happening is in a few years, they're going to reboot the franchise again. People love dinosaurs. Kids love dinosaurs. There are new generations of dinosaur lovers being brought up. So I could see that sort of thing happening ahead of maybe reuniting all of the original cast and the new ones together. But look, I mean, whoever would have expected that you got those original 3 back for this one? It happened.
Okay.
So, I mean, I guess anything is possible for future films down the line.
All right. I'm running up against the clock, but let me ask you this question, parting shot. So would you recommend go see Jurassic World Domination or go back and see Top Gun Maverick a second time if you've already seen it? Yeah. 50-50, your shot.
Maverick, by far, John, by far. You know,
right.
One thing I've been telling people is that, you know, bringing that original trio back from Jurassic Park to this one, there just wasn't the wow factor that there was seeing Tom Cruise and Val Kilmer come back for Top Gun Maverick. That is such of a spectacular picture. It's my favorite of the summer, will likely be my favorite of the summer when it is all is said and done. If you haven't seen it yet, John, you got to see it. It's a spectacular film.
I'm going. I just haven't gotten to it yet. Tim Lammers, mm-hmm. Always a pleasure. Back next Friday, I'm sure, business as usual. Thank you so much for being on, talking some film today here with the movie reviews. You have a great week.
You too, John. Thanks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.